Blog Talk Radio.
Easy does it, boys. I tell you what, hey, I ain't never listened to no rap music, hip-hop music ever in my life, man. But I tell you what, I picked up this Underground Mayhem CD out there in the pasture. Somebody must have frisbeed that some bitch off the freeway over there. I picked it up, put it in my pickup truck, and I've been banging ever since, man. Some feller named Little Rick, Lil Rick, and a Shrink G. Shit, man, Underground Mayhem, man, hell. I play that shit.
Hey. Yeah. I've been through a whole lot, but still they can't stop me. Might as well sit back and watch me. Take notes and try to copy. Still let this music shit, and ain't gonna stop till I get rich. And even then, I ain't gonna quit. Get used to the name. I'm in the game for the money, it ain't nothing else. Cause in the end, ain't nobody but myself. Gonna have my back if I make it in the long run. And fall off when I call, who's gonna come? I'ma climb real high till I can't go. Can't stop, gotta climb just a little more. Shrink G, Lil Rick, what you know about it? Underground Mayhem, better go grab it. It ain't nothing stopping us, we got this. Want the money, man, fuck that broke shit. We do a show, need half of the bread now. Before we come anywhere near your town. And the contract gotta be alright. And we'll rock your venue all night. Show up with the squad and go to work. Sign the names on CDs and shirts. Yeah, we some dream chasers. And we gon' make it happen. Went from trapping to rapping. And you know we keep it cracking. We put in work for this, so we deserve whatever we get. No need to hate my nigga. May be young, but hey, we best at this.
Was gonna be a star. Took that to the head back in the day. Pray to the Lord and believe who you are. But mama never told me there would be haters in the way. Everywhere I go, even say, had to grow up, had to show up, grind for what's mine. Had to let them all know I don't pay. Soaked up the game like water, now I'm about to get pissed. Shrink, make it rain like this. Bringing out the hood when I flow, even though I'm from the O, I still do some old country shit. Cause ain't nobody like me. Might find some comms that can rhyme, but I've seen it all a million times. Started with a dream flying, and it just fine. Get the party cracking, now you lose your mind. How many niggas can't say who did it from the mug? Just a few no names, get a clue. Too many roads I done rolled down through. Too many homies, I done lost more than two. Gotta get mine, listen, pay attention. Going through life changes, intervention. Headed for the top of my prediction. Go ahead and get out. Coming up, money coming in. Blowing dough in the wind. Too many haters trying to play just to win. Do what you can, show them all what's up. Better yet, give it to them like they ain't had enough. About to run game, y'all haters catch up. Niggas wanna ride me, better strap up. We underground, we winning this race. Your chicks wanna give me face. So I'm like,
what's going on? This is the Mister. You're now tuned in to Chop On It Friday, baby, March 29th, 2019. We got a good show for y'all, man, a nice Chop On It section. And if you're new to Chop On It, man, we're not just about the music. We also about the people, man, real people that's out here doing some amazing things, and also people that you should look up, follow, and support, because everybody needs support, man. And just if you support, if one person support, then more people support. You can start a wave with that, man, and that's what we ultimately need, is everybody supporting everybody. So on today's Chop On It section, man, we got the Kansas Cougars, man, the championship caliber team, man, that I know that's been killing it, man, for years, man. They got a hot squad. They always come with it, man. I just like the vibe of the Kansas Cougars, man. I know a lot of football teams and stuff out there, but the Kansas Cougars, man, I really dig them. I really dig some of the people they got on the team, man, and just, you know, how they all come together and how they do things. And for as long as I've been watching, it's been oh man, some years now. Man, I know about some of the championships. You know, I don't know the in-game stuff, but that's why we got them on today, because we want more people in Kansas and more people that's tuned into the show to support, man. Go out, purchase tickets, go to the games, whatever you can do. If you're sharing they flyers or if you're sharing info about them, man, it's greatly appreciated. So today, Chop On It Friday, man, March 29, 2019. We're going to get in here and chop on it with the Kansas Cougars. We're going to take a break. We're going to play one more song. And when we come back on, we got the Kansas Cougars in the building, baby. Let's go.
I ain't trying to be too blunt, but...
Mommy, you looking like you want...
Hold on.
Mommy, you looking like you want a...
Mommy, you looking like you want a freak. Well, I'm your man kissing you on the cheek. And them pretty lips that's up under the sheet. Short strokes, but you love it when I go deep. It feels good, girl, I know you like that. So turn around, let me get it from the back. Hey, I'm making good penetration. No strings attached or time wasted.
Girl, I ain't playing at all, yeah, I'ma give it to you. We be fucking around, what are we gonna do? Cause I ain't looking for love, I've been told you that. And don't be texting my phone, cause I ain't texting you back. I'm in there like swimwear, you don't care. When I be pulling your hair, it's like it's unfair. I put it down in the bed, you wanna lock me down. I'm in right where you like it, it's hard pulling it out.
I ask her to, and baby, boo, you know I do the same. If you want me to, put it on you quick and make my baby rain. Wanna hear your body sing, listen to you scream my name. Beat it on that the frame, not the girl, but she's smart. She know how to get that paper, that's why I love the fucker. My boo don't fuck with haters, broke ass nigga chaser. Thinking they got a chance, thinking like they the man. I'm fly like Peter Pan in the game. Quick, whenever I need your service, just keep the noise down. Hope the neighbors ain't heard us. She like it when I kiss her, lickin' from top to bottom. Then get tangled like Twister. I'm on top, she on bottom. To tell you the truth, I think she might be tight, but I'ma play your mind. Can't do it now or later, so I'ma have to stay. Gotta hit it then go away. If you're trying to get me to stay, gotta wait till another day, girl. All I want is a quickie.
When you bounce in my crib, put it on, yeah. And I know you know the game. Can't do the same, ain't a damn thing to change. Sorry, girl, I gotta leave you in the morning. I'll be back on my grind while you're yawning. And I know you know the game.
Yeah, we back, man. Chop On It Fridays. Hey, salute Lil Rick, Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, for sitting in that track right there, man. Let's get it going, man. Chop On It. We got the Kansas Cougars in the building. We're getting ready to get them in here and chop on it with them, man, and find out what Kansas Cougars is all about and get some of the background on them. And I believe we got the coach on the line right now, so we're getting ready to get him in and get this session started. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got? 316-1875. Hello, you on Chop On It? Who we got? Okay, we're going to go. Just a second, we'll get them off in here. Welcome to Chop On It with the Mister. Who we got?
This is Coach Nave.
Man, how you doing today? Appreciate you, sir, for coming by or chop on and speaking with us.
I appreciate you having us on here, man. This is a pretty cool little radio station here. I'm just glad that we're going to be able to get a spread some awareness about the Kansas Cougars today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what it's all about, man. And once we developed this platform, I told my team, I said, man, we got to get the Kansas Cougars on, man. We got to do our part. Bring them on. Let them tell what they need to talk about and see about help getting some more support. All my teammates, we know a lot of people, and we got to do our jobs a little bit more to help people like you and your organizations to get that more support so y'all can start having more people show up, more people spreading the word, man, and it'll all be better. So since we got you on the phone, Coach, can you go ahead and let us know where your team is based and a little bit about the team?
Yeah, the organization was created, I would say. We've been around for about 13 years now. I would say this is our 13th season. The owner, his name is Marcel Wash. He pretty much started this thing to give these young men an opportunity to continue to play football, you know, after their careers are coming to an end, either it's being cut short due to injury, cut short to lack of recruitment, or just, you know, for someone who might have had that opportunity and kind of swore it away, and now they're getting a second opportunity to get back on the field. So that was a real reason why he started it. This team, okay, like I said, we've been very successful for the last 10 to 12 years, and we've been a part of a few championships, I'd say three championships now, and a national title.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing, man. 13 winning seasons, correct?
Well, 12 winning seasons. Right now, we got a little struggle this year where we started the season off at 1-3. We're in a little bit of a rebuild, but it's nothing that, you know, a couple wins can't turn around. You know, winning is a habit. Once you get that habit down, you know, guys will start getting more enthused and start getting things rolling.
Definitely, definitely. And like I said, I know I've been I follow, man, and I know you guys always, man, come with a nice team. What would you say for your overall team? Do you have like a focus or something that, you know, like a saying that you guys go by for your team?
Yeah, this has been our motto for, like I said, for since we started. It's united we stand, divided we fall. And we really try to stand by that, not just in football, but as far as in building relationships with our community. That's a big thing of our mission statement, is a part of building awareness and building that communication with community, and then providing affordable entertainment for this area.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome, man. And I know that, like you said, some of the players that play on your team, give them an opportunity to keep pursuing and keep pushing that dream they have and use their talents because, like you said, whether it be injuries or whatever the reason is, but you guys are giving them, men, a place to where they can feel part of a brotherhood but also enjoy doing what they love to do. And I know as you as coach, I know you see a lot of it with the men in their personal life coming to practice. So what is it, how do you, for yourself, because I know you got family and personal life too, but how much do you give yourself to actually talking with your players and understanding your players?
Man, it's I call it an unhealthy balance. I think I put in, you know, obviously I put in my hours at my 9-to-5 because no one gets paid for this. And then I put in the additional hours outside of this. Just checking up on the guys on the Facebook pages, all their social media, reaching out to them when you feel like they got something going on. So it definitely is a brotherhood. And I think between the coaches and the players who have sacrificed their personal time to be a part of this organization, put in, I would say, you know, multiple hours just outside of their family to bingo.
Okay. What would you tell a player if he might be interested in trying to contact you guys to maybe try out to get on the team? I know your whole tryout's a certain time. What would you tell them first mentally to prepare for before they come and approach about being a part of that brotherhood?
Big thing I would tell them is that we are not just about football. Our biggest thing is helping these young men grow. Our target, I would say, player is males between the ages 18 and I would say about 28. We do have guys that are older, but that is our target. If you don't know, if you're idle, if you're not doing anything, especially for a young man in this area, you tend to get yourself in trouble. So what we do is we want to focus on your character and try to get that. So I would tell them, is your character right? Because I want you to come in and actually be, give back to this area as far as, like, things we do is, like, doing a Christmas giveaway. We want to get out and do help do cleanup in the community and just make people aware that these young men aren't out here just – we're not out here just to be thugs and hooligans and play football. We're actually trying to build these young men up. So that would be my target. And then the big thing is to just, you know, be committed. Be like what you saying, what they're saying now. Be down for your brothers, man. Be ready to ride for them, you know, on the field and off the field.
Definitely, definitely, man. So y'all make sure we got a lot of people tuned in. So if you tuned in and you're thinking about this is something you want to get in, you just heard some of the things you might want to get yourself mentally prepared for, because this is a great organization, man. So everybody that's tuned in, we're going to make sure we put up the links and all that for you to go and follow them and contact them, man, so we can get this support system rolling a little bit more heavy. I know a lot of people support, but we're just trying to add what we can add and do our part. Man, and I know how many games a season do you guys actually play?
It varies. We tend to play somewhere between 10 to about 13 games a season. That's including the playoffs. So right now, again, like I said, we're going into our fifth game next week. So I'm not next week, but tomorrow. So tomorrow will be our fifth game. And that is going to be a home game, so I'm going to put a little plug in there. So if you have nothing going on at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, the Kansas Cougars taking on a longtime rivalry against the Joplin Crusaders. It's going to be a barn burner. The Kansas Cougars are going to come ready to turn the ship around. 6 p.m. It's $10 admission at the door. If you get them online or you know a player, you can get in for $3.
And where would that game be at?
The game is going to be in Rose Hill. That'll be 323 East School Street, right at Rocket Stadium.
Man, y'all heard it. Tomorrow, Kansas Cougars, 6 p.m. against the Joplin. $10 to get in if you know a player. $3 that's going down in Rose Hill, man. So make sure y'all get out if you can get out and support, man. We need more people supporting each other. And let's show the world that it's like you said, it's people out here that are working to rebuild some of the things that are said about the community and the people that involve those communities. But it's people out here giving up their time and their hearts to really help rebuild this, and they start with the men. And that's why I say what y'all are doing, much respect, salute, because sometimes men get bashed, you know, especially in the city where we're from, we get bashed a lot in certain communities. So to see people out there really passionate about helping men build up their character is really awesome. And I know you got a couple of players on. We gonna let's get them on and let's hear from them if that's all right with you.
Sounds good. Bring them on.
Okay. Let's go 316-2562. 316-2562. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got? You on there? 316-2562. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got? Okay.
Well, no. You know, it's modern technology.
Yeah, we're going to give them a second to get it together, and we're going to make sure we get them back in so we can hear from them. And right before we went to that, you talked on your home games. And now, is that where all your home games are located?
Yes, sir. So all of our games we played in Rose Hill. We're working really hard to get into Wichita to have at least one home game in Wichita. But the way it's set up right now, and this is no bash against Wichita, but it's not affordable to play in Wichita. It's easier to play about 10 minutes outside of town. But with the support, if we can continue to get the support of this community, we will definitely bring football into Wichita if that's something that they're definitely hungry for.
Okay. Well, I just got a message from one of your players, so we're going to make sure, see if we can get this technical difficulties worked out and get him on. 316, let's go 1-875. You on Top On It. Who we got?
Marquez Epps.
Marquez Epps, man, what's going on? Appreciate you for coming through Top On It, my brother.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate you having me, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, since we got you on here, man, you go ahead and let them know your position that you play on the team. And what do you think about being a part of the Brotherhood? What is some of the things it means to you?
Yeah, man, this is my 7th, 8th season with the Cougars, man. I'm loving it, man. It's keeping me in shape. It's not only that, I love giving back to the community. You know what I mean?
Right.
I try to make it when I can, but, you know, I also got family on the side. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And since we got you on, and I'm glad y'all came through because, like I've been telling people, a lot of people kind of got the idea mixed up when it comes to that don't really follow football and don't really follow sports, you know. And I've been explaining it to them, but I know it's extremely hard trying to balance regular life and then your football life because you got obligations to both of them. How do you feel? How tough is that for you?
Man, it's a task, but it's also a maturity thing. You know what I mean? And I love playing football. I love it. And I've been playing since I was little. I play D-line and fullback for these guys. You know, and I give them my all every time I'm out there. But, you know.
I heard you mention how long you've been playing, so that means you got a couple of rings then, huh?
Yeah, I got one of them. I'm trying to get another one.
Man, that's that champion spirit, man. I can dig it, man.
Yeah.
So, what's your mind state going into the game tomorrow?
I'm all focused right now. I missed last game, so I'm all tuned in right now. Right now, ain't nothing going to stop me. So, I'm all in.
Man, that's good to hear. Definitely, man, want to make sure we support you to keep pushing, man. Keep making practices. Keep showing up at the games and keep, you know, helping out the community. And I also seen, man, while we got you on here, you made an accomplishment, man. I see you got your license or your barber license.
Yeah, I got about a month and a half left for school, and I'm about done.
Okay. What's that been like, man?
Man, that's also a struggle. You know what I mean? Ups and downs, but you know, I stick through it because I know that's what I like doing. Also, cut hair, have people feeling good about themselves. Like I said, I like giving back to the community, so I like having people feel good about themselves. So I'm gonna push myself to finish school and get into a shop. You know what I mean?
Right. And definitely, you know, once you get into the shop, you know you gotta have the Cleveland Cougars come through there, man. Your teammates, you gotta lace them up right, man.
they all know they can go, man, anytime.
Man, I can definitely dig it. I can definitely dig it, man. Like I said, I so appreciate you coming through, man. I know y'all are hungry to get on that field and stuff tomorrow. Another question, because Coach had touched on it, and here in Wichita, Kansas, and everybody that's tuned in, I say it all the time, I'm located in Wichita, Kansas. Top on the show is aired from Wichita, Kansas, but we broadcast all over. So coming from this area, being in this area, what is some of the main things you see that's a hindrance to males in this area that might stop them from coming and having a place on that team and a place in that brotherhood like you yourself?
Man.
I mean, you can keep it real. You feel we all top on it, man.
Yeah.
You can keep it real, so you ain't got to hold back.
Man. I don't even know. I can't call on the block. But on me, I'm a man of my word, you know what I mean? I can't tell what this other person got going on, you know what I mean? I try to encourage the next person, you know what I mean? That's all I can do.
Man, I understand that. So what would you want to tell, man, all the listeners that's listening, man, and everybody that's tuned in online, what would you tell them about the Kansas Cougars, man? What is special about this Kansas Cougars team this year?
We're a family, you know what I mean? We all got each other back. No matter what, we all going to do what we got to do to get the job done. Right now, we're struggling, but we're going to figure it out. And once we do, we're going to be unstoppable. Y'all should come check us out tomorrow for sure.
Man, I know that's right. The game going down 6 p.m., Kansas versus Joplin, man, and Kansas Cougars versus Joplin. $10, if you know a player, you might be able to get it in for three. So make sure after the show, y'all can tune in to the Underground Heat Cover magazine page. We'll get that information up for y'all. If you can't find it, we'll get the links up to the team so y'all can keep up. We had a coach come on. We got Quez, man. Appreciate it. We ain't done. We're going to take a small little short break, and then we're going to bring on because we got another player that's been on the line, and I know he's ready to get it in, man. So we're going to take a quick break real quick, and then we'll be back with Top On It with the Kansas Cougars. Let's go.
You should have crowned me from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Now I ain't giving up cause I'm winning.
I'm winning.
I'm here to take my place on top like I told ya.
Just like I told ya.
Like I told ya. It ain't over till I say that it's over.
It's far from over.
My dreams ain't never been a mystery. I'm just trying to write my name in history. B.B. King said the thrill is gone, so I set fire to this bitch and take my place on the throne. Cause it ain't talent, it's a God-given blessing, and I'm the best off in my section. Think I'm lying, try and test me. Crown me a king, the captain of my team. I'm Young Jack, the official boy, the American dream. The hand patience, now I'm flirting with destiny. Driving, going hard, boy, cause she bring out the best in me. Now I'm notorious like Chris Wallace, no biggie. I'm just saying I'm the hottest artist in the city. Hip hop, new heavyweight, hungry for my dinner plate. Rick Ross, slide over, cause this here is my space. Now I'm the king of the hill, and all I spit is propane, so you can call me Hank Hill. You should have crowned me from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Now I ain't giving up cause I'm winning.
I'm winning.
I'm here to take my place on top like I told ya.
Just like I told ya.
Like I told ya. It ain't over till I say that it's over.
It's far from over.
High up on the throne. Ain't had no thoughts of coming down. It's hard to overlook the fact you suckers tried to bring me down. Mad cause I bested ya. Ain't no need for tripping, bruh. Get up off your ass, get on your grind and go and get it, bruh. Cause I've been going hard since the beginning. And all work and no play put me in this position. Ballin' like King Tut, ride with my head up. Been on the gas for years and I can't seem to need to let up. Cause I'm right where I wanna be, far from where I used to be. Time and finesse, but I married my destiny. Knowing everything don't always work out, I had to take a chance, so I stuck to the layout. Now I'm at the table with my new wife, saying grace and enjoying every bit of this good life. Dinner time and boy, I'm feasting like a king. I guess it's how it really feels to be living your dreams. You should have crowned me from the beginning.
You should have crowned me from the beginning.
Now I ain't giving up cause I'm winning.
I ain't giving up till I'm winning.
I'm here to take my place on top like I told ya.
On top like I told ya.
It ain't over till I say that it's over.
And it ain't over till I say it's over. It's far from over.
John.
It's my destiny.
Cheer, we back. Chop On It Friday. It's going down March 29th, 2019. Man, we've been having a good Chop On It session so far. We on with the Kansas Cougars, man. We done heard from Coach. We're going to get him back on here in just a second. We done heard from Quez, man. We'll get him back on. Coach, running back, and defensive lineman we done heard from. So we got another player online. We're going to try to put him in and get his viewpoints about what he's involved with. So let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got?
Cephas Jefferson.
Cephas, what's going on, famo?
Not much, fam. How's it going, man?
Man, just making it, man. Sitting here, man, having an awesome time, man, with your coach and your teammate, man. What you been up to?
Man, you know me, family. God, family, and football.
Respect that. Respect that, man. So, yeah, we talking about the Kansas Cougars, man. So, what's your take on it, man? What do you, because I know you've been a part of it for a long time, too. So, can you go ahead and tell the people how long you've been a part of it and what did you see that it does for me and in this area?
Man, I've been a part of the Cougars since they started, man, from day one. So, I've seen the ups, the downs. I've seen the good and the bad, man. And, It's really helped a lot of gentlemen who were, or a lot of young men who were, you know what I'm saying, headed down the wrong path to, you know, get their minds right, help them be humbled and be focused, to show them that it's other things than being on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you like something, you gonna continue to switch your careers to me. But when you love something, it's something that you're going to stick with and you will dedicate yourself to it. So the Kansas Cougars have really helped build that strength and build that courage for young men to, you know, really look at their life in a different perspective.
Man, that's powerful. And that's what I was wanting to touch on right there, man, because out here in the community, people overlook things. So that's one thing we try to do, is try to bring light on the people and certain organizations that are out here actually helping, and they starting with the people. You know, we're not talking about buildings or the streets and nothing like that. We're talking about the people,
right,
man,
right.
The people that make up the community. So how many players do you or teammates do you know of that come from this area, come from the Wichita area?
Shoot,
do y'all
probably
get a lot of numbers, the tryouts and stuff?
Yeah, man, I would say probably 90% of the players is from Wichita, and then you got, you know, outskirts. Probably 10% of our players is from, like, the outskirts of Wichita. And it's amazing that we based in Wichita, but, like, people from, like, Newton and Hutch and, you know, all these outskirts hear about us and, you know, they want to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves, you know.
Right. Man, I think it's cool, man. I think it's real cool. So, you said how long you played, man. Make sure you put that out there, man, just like I asked Quay. So, man, what it feel like having that big rock on your finger, man?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's amazing, man, because, I mean, it's like a milestone. Like, you overcame an obstacle you've been fighting for your whole life. You know, I didn't won 3 championships plus a national, and then, you know, we got the bowl games that we won. So it's like you accomplishing something that you've been trying to accomplish, like, for a period of time. So it's amazing. I've been playing running back for the Cougars for 13 years, man, and, you know, I'd have been through injuries after injuries, like Nate was saying, man, and I mean, just from their encouragement and everything, I find a way to bounce back, you know, and that's what people need, is that encouragement to let people know that, you know, this ain't it for you. There's still more for you to live for.
That's powerful stuff, man, powerful stuff. And I'm glad you touched on that, man, and this is coming from a player that's 13 seasons, man, at running back. That right there tells you consistency, but that also tells you, man, he committed to what he's doing and what he's a part of. So as a man to another man, I got to salute you and hats off to you, man, because a lot of people I know, and like you spoke on a little bit, seeing the ups and downs, I know you've seen people who start out and then kind of get discouraged and maybe stop. What would you tell them the upside about keep pushing it and not stopping, overcoming that thought to want to stop?
Man, what I would say is there's somebody watching you. Like it, whether it be a niece, a nephew, a son, a little cousin, a little brother, there's always somebody watching you. So if you give up, that's giving them ammo to give up too. But if you keep pushing, that's telling them that they can do it too, you know. So
when you don't get the play time that you feel like you should get, you just got to stick with it, man. Because I mean, they had me at receiver for, you know, a period of time, and I was like, I'm not a receiver, but I had to stick with it until you find that right person to see that potential, to see that skill in you, and they'll put you in that position to where you can shine. So just keep pushing, man, and don't give up, because it's a bigger picture and a blessing on the other side of that wall, man.
Definitely, most definitely. Now, man, you spoke on, man, and the coach did too, about the national champion, man. How, man, that's national level, man. How was that? What was that? How was that feeling, that experience?
Oh, man, it was a dog fight, I tell you that, man. It was for real like going to the jungle, man. We actually played a team in Texas, and, you know, Texas is big on football, so being able to play nationally in Texas, man, it was beautiful, man. It was a wonderful experience, man. I mean, it was a blessing to be able to do that. It was a dog fight, but, I mean, we kept fighting. They came on top.
Man, that's what I like to hear, man, that dog fight, man. See, that's the type of football games I like, man. I didn't get to pursue mine, man, but I support and I salute, man. But I love the game of football, man, the whole concept. I love everything around it. And I know a lot of people that tuned in on the line also have that love for the sport too, man. So when we hear, especially when the coach come on, man, and talk about helping build character with the players, and then you hear from the players, and, you know, y'all saying the same things, man, why would you not support? I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is help changing lives and actually ultimately building better men for the community and for their families as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now,
definitely.
Do you have any players that go to church with you?
That go to church with me?
Right, yeah.
Currently, I don't, but, I mean, we do have a lot of players that support the movement, you know what I'm saying, that's outside of football. I know Coach Nay does a lot in his church. And, I mean, when people ready, like when you're ready for sports, you're going to get into sports. So, you know what I'm saying, when people ready to get into that worship or that word, man, they'll get into it. But, I mean, I pray for everybody, man.
Man, and that's sometimes my grandma always said, man, one of the best things you can do for people is always say a prayer for them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, man, Cephas, man, you know, I got much respect for you, man. I thank you for coming on, man, and talking about it, man, because we're trying to get more people to support y'all, man, because y'all been, like you said, 13 seasons, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If you stay in Wichita or the surrounding areas, man, you should be supporting. I mean, they've been doing amazing things. The groundwork has been laid. You know, the foundation is there. And, of course, you're going to have some ups and downs and might lose a game, but the foundation of what's is proven to be working, and it's working with men in the community. So I definitely appreciate, man, my hats off to you, man. So will you be at the game tomorrow? Because I know Coach and Quez both said y'all got a game tomorrow, so will you be playing in the game tomorrow?
Yes, sir, definitely, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir,
so what's your mindset going into tomorrow?
Man, my mindset right now is being focused. Basically, behind being focused means being humbled and disciplined to where whatever I do or whatever I say or however I act, man, it betrays to my team to where they see that and they follow their footsteps to where we could be ready as a team, you know what I'm saying, not just as individuals.
I understand that, man. I understand that. And at your shows, of course, it's open to the public. You pay that $10 admission, man. Are you seeing more? How's the support coming from? Because I know you said 90% of the players are from Wichita. So we're trying to find out what we can do more to help more support. Are you seeing more support from the city and the people from Wichita now versus in the years? Or is it still where we need to get the people to behind and people to support this type of stuff?
Man, we really need to get people behind it and to support it. You know, I know a lot of people here, you know, grown men playing football still, you know, they trying to relive their youth or something like that, but it ain't got nothing to do with that. It's something bigger than that, you know what I'm saying? It's us trying to do for each other, you know, so that we all be great, you know, and if we get the city behind that, man, then we can do bigger and better things.
Man, that's awesome. We gonna make sure we get all the links up, all the information up, especially for tomorrow's show, tomorrow's game as well. So maybe, because I know some people that's tuned on that be tuned in listening from Newton, you know, so we're going to make sure we get them the information. You know, they right there. They can definitely hop in the car, skip over and watch it, you know, and come out and support. So that's what we about, man. That's what we're trying to do. So Kansas, Wichita, we putting y'all on notice now, man. Chop on it. Fridays, man, with the Kansas Cougars. Get out and support the Kansas Cougars, man. We need everybody to start supporting, even if you like and sharing. But also, man, go to the games. Spend that admission fee, you know, to go to these games, because that money is helping. It's ultimately going to help the community. And these are some people you want in the community. I mean, these are the type of guys you want in the community. And I dig that, man. I dig that. But we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come, and we're going to get Coach back in, man. And we're going to talk to Coach a little bit more, especially before we run out of time. But I appreciate it, man. Let's take this break, and then we'll get Coach back on.
Appreciate it, bro.
Okay. Huh. Flawless in the building. Let's go.
They ain't ready. I hear them haters talking. They ain't ready.
Look.
Tell them losing's not an option. They ain't ready.
Okay.
I mack your bitch and then I toss her. They ain't ready.
Huh.
I'm going in like a deposit. They ain't ready.
They ain't.
Skills I possess in the game that I spit.
They ain't ready.
For what's in the whip and that thing on my head.
They ain't ready.
My approach is too thorough, I'm supposed to ignore
they ain't ready.
If I fall to the back, I'ma still come before it. Flawless, no traction, this work while the oil. Releasing this heat, make the microphone boil. I'm fresh as a bitch, so I'm never gonna spoil. King of the middle, consider me royal. I'm platinum and gold, while y'all bringing that foil? Tripping, I'm curling you up like a coil. I come from the dirt, so I'm repping my soil. And all the motherfuckers around me is loyal. We bang.
She say she never heard it quite like this. Told her, well, let me change your life right quick. Got some of that flawless and she like that shit. She at my show getting all hype and shit.
Love when they getting all hype and shit. That means they niggas is watching and all in this feeling. Told them ain't no use in fighting and just recognize I'm the guy and we all in the building. I can give you some enlightenment. Open your eye to the sky and you know I'm a killer. Wanna get loose, I'm a titan it. And I'ma always be fire. I know they gon' feel it.
I hear them haters talking, they ain't ready.
Look,
tell them losing's not an option, they ain't ready.
Okay,
I mack your bitch and then I toss her, they ain't ready.
Huh,
I'm going in like a deposit, they ain't ready.
They ain't
ready for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready for me.
They ain't ready.
For the way that I chop and the way that I get it.
Ready.
For what I got brewing up under this head.
Ready.
This a first city thing, I'm supposed to be loyal.
Ready.
Huh. I'm a first city king, I'm supposed to be royal. Niggas is jello cause they ain't been eating. I put in work every day, even on weekends. And I ain't gonna pass out, just heard you been sleeping. You seeing the light, follow the beacon. I'm over the top and I ain't even peeking. You knew I was hot without me even speaking. I blow off your top and I ain't even blinking. This nigga is vicious as what they was thinking. I go.
They say they never heard it quite like that. They told the DJ go and run it back. Got some of that flawless and they want it back. She getting excited, why he getting mad?
Love when they getting all hype and shit. That means they niggas is watching and all in the feeling. Told them ain't no use in fighting it. Just recognize I'm the guy and we all in the building. I can give you some enlightenment. Open your eye to the sky and you know I'm a killer. Wanna get loose, I'ma tighten it. And I'ma always spit fire, I know they gon' feel it. We
ready. I hear them haters talking, they ain't ready.
Look,
tell them losing's not an option, they ain't ready.
Okay,
I mack your bitch and then I toss her, they ain't ready.
Huh,
I'm going in like a deposit, they ain't ready.
They ain't
ready.
for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't.
They ain't ready
for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't.
They ain't ready
for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't.
They ain't ready
for me.
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready. Salute Flawless Victory, First City, Kansas, man. Appreciate you sitting in that track right there. Man, this is Chop On It Friday, man. We done had a great Chop On It session. And again, like I tell everybody, man, if you tuned in, if you just now tuned in, because I see we got some new callers, and if you tune in online, Chop On It, we do play music. But Chop On It is not about the music. That's not our main goal. Our main goal is to tell you, bring people, and let you hear from real people. It's too much of the media out there. It's too much of the blonders out there, man, that distract people sometimes from what real people in real communities are doing. Not what these people on TV is telling you what's going on in these communities or what these people are like in these communities. Not just all the clips you see on news that's always bad and things like that. That's not all of it that's going on in the community. It's real people out here that are developing and encouraging people, their character, man, their skills. And these people are taking them skills that they're learning and they going out in the community and they helping the community. They're better to their family and a better them. So you got to get behind it and support it. We're going to get the coach back on so we can hear his final thoughts on it, man, and let him give y'all the information on the game that's going down. Again, this is Chop On It. We on with the Kansas Cougars, man. Let's go. Let's get coach back on the line.
What's going on? What's going
coach,
on?
Coach, we got you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Man, it's been a great, great session, man. One of the main things I heard from all three of you is about the character. And that right there, I got to give you a much respect and salute. Here on Chop On It, anytime you guys got a game, we're going to make sure we tell the information. We're going to make sure we keep y'all information intertwined with this show, spreading the word or whatever we can do. I'll contact you to we're going to push forward because my team want to do a magazine issue with your team. So if that's something that you guys think it'd be okay, I'll get with my team and we'll push forward on that.
All right, much respect.
Okay, so before we get you out of here, what's your final thoughts, and can you tell people about the game, where they can go to the game tomorrow?
Oh, man, I did get a chance to just listen in to my players, and I guess I take a little pride in listening to that my message that we pushed, that one voice that we tried to install in these guys is being heard. And so I definitely am glad to see that this is not for a loss, and that if you guys are, like I said, if you guys are thinking about coming out, man, we have tryouts in November. It'll be posted on our Facebook page, which is Kansas Cougars Football. You can find us at kscougars.com, man. Keep updated with us. We're always out here. We're always doing something. We're always trying to find ways to better these young men and trying to keep them from being idle. Definitely link up with us. Come check us out. We're going to be at 323 East School Street in Rose Hill, Kansas. I know it sounds like a long ways away, but we just right outside of Wichita, about 10 miles outside. Straight down Andover Road, you run right into Rose Hill. You see Rocket Stadium. You see your local players getting it in.
Definitely, most definitely. Coach, much respect. Appreciate you. We're going to definitely get with you after the show to discuss some more things. And then we're going to push forward. We're going to do our part for supporting you. Man, blessings and much support to the Kansas Cougars. I appreciate you for coming on Chop On It with us, Coach.
Thank you guys for having us on.
Okay, man, and the doors is always open, so we'll definitely get you back on. Man, you have a good night.
Hey, you do. You too, man. Have a blessed one.
All right, blessed. Appreciate you.
All right.
Definitely, man, was a cool, cool Chop On This session, man. So like Coach said, man, these y'all, and Cephas said, don't overlook when you hear grown men playing football or grown men playing sports, because it ain't they trying to relive their glory days or none of that, man. It got some real deep meanings to it. And these people that are involved, man, they real people just like me and you. They got hearts for other people because it takes special kind of people to be on a team. And right now in society, what's going on is they stretching us out to where they don't, a lot of things are pulling people away from being united. And I guess that's why myself, I love the concept of football and the whole ideal of it, because it's a united front. When you go out there to the game, you know, you're not standing out there by yourself. On each side, you got your brothers, and your brothers got you, and you go to war. And, you know, if you come out victorious, you come out victorious with your brothers. If you don't, you go through that with your brothers. And in today's society, especially with the culture and the music game, it's a lot of individuality, which is good, but that's breaking up the unity, man. And we need to bring the unity back. So I appreciate and I got major respect for the Kansas Cougars, man. We're going to take a break and get on this Flawless Spin It Up. Much respect to the Kansas Cougars. Y'all make sure you go and support.
Okay. Flawless in the building.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We get money doing something to you.
Something to you.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, we get money doing something to you.
Spin
it
up.
I got Reese's on my feet, yeah, I'm the shit. Cause I leave feces on the feet, I'm real slick. I take your BZ right from underneath the real shit. You better be like Mikey and just beat it real. Beastly how I eat, real breezy how I speak. Too high to reach to even see you try to reach. And I would teach, I'm off the chain, it ain't no leash. You can see I came to feast, I came opposite the street. I rain on top of the elite and they know. Nigga, get it up. See, minus for sure, I ain't giving up. Like, I walk in the bank, I said, give it up. Spend it up, spend it up. It be coming so fast, I can't spend it up. Stacking so fat, I can't bend it up. I throw ones in the trash, I don't give a fuck. Like, really, bruh, we really up. We really buck, we fill them up. You ain't gonna find one that's real enough. You ain't gonna find none that's as real as us. Say, really, bruh, we really up. We really buck, we fill them up. You ain't gonna find one that's real enough. You ain't gonna find none that's as real as us.
Hallelujah. We getting money, doing something.
The
hater, oh my God, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I know I'm getting money,
doing
something.
Y'all know what I'ma do.
Spin it up,
say spin it up,
say spin it up,
say spin it up.
Yeah, my money come,
yeah, my money
grow, yeah, my money don't
long, no, my money don't fall.
NBA, all I do is ball. Hopping out the foreign, yeah, these lanes boring. I'm gonna stick to touring. Yeah, they money sleeping, snoring. Wake them up when I spin it up.
So if you ain't understanding what just happened, Flawless in the building. Ecstasy, Mr. So Heavy. Connected all the way through this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Money Boys, Higher Bins. Let's go.
Spin it up. Salute Flawless Victory and Mr. So Heavy Ecstasy out of Kansas City, Missouri, man. KCMO and First City, Kansas. Salute. Man, Chop on it Friday, March 29th, 2019. The Kansas Cougars came on, man. We heard from the coach. We heard from Quez, man. We heard from Cephas, man. And they all you got to hear from yourself what they take out of it, what they believe in, man, and what it's all about. Make sure they got a game tomorrow, 6 p.m., Kansas versus Joplin, man. Y'all make sure we're going to try to get the information up on the page, on the Underground Heat Cover magazine page. So, y'all, if y'all need to, you can go in there and you can find it. We'll definitely have they page link on there so you can go to their page directly and support them, man. Get out and support. You know, for everybody that's followers of the music scene and all that, you support the rappers and the rap scene. Hey, man, that's cool. Here's something else to get out and support. These guys are from the community. They're from your community. People just like you, they got a dream, and it's helping them. We heard people on not only playing football, man, and dealing with overcoming things, they're getting barber's license, or they're going to church, and they're part of different organizations, helping the community, helping each other. So definitely get in line and support. Man, I appreciate, man, the coach coming through, man. I appreciate Quez coming on, Cephas, man. I appreciate y'all for coming on Chop On It, man, and giving and telling the people, man, what y'all about and where they can find y'all. We're going to definitely help get that support. Man, we got 3 minutes out on Chop On It, man. We're going to go ahead and give y'all one more of them cuts, man, and we're going to wrap it up, baby. This has been Chop On It Friday, March 29th, 2019, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. We're going to get into some of that Lil Rick or Bands Up Rick, Boss Moves.
Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Facts. I don't fuck with no lame nigga. Same niggas in my circle, been a gang nigga. Push hard with this music, trying to make profit. Why you hate from the porch, little dude, stop it. Flash your homies money on the internet. When I see you, you look bummy and that's on your set. I don't need another nigga for a damn thing. I got money, get money, what you saying, man? Really grind and go hard for the money shit. I just wanna live good and get filthy rich. Got bitches in your ear like you really poppin'. Little homies get on go and it's hard to stop them. I be moving through your city trying to chase checks. When I pull up in that foreign, I'ma break necks. I done told you I'm a boss from the get-go. And I ain't worried about your girl cause I get hoes. Money ain't an issue when you really grindin'. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grindin'. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Been on the whole paper route. I told my homies, man, look, I wanna make it out. I don't wanna die broke, I wanna die rich. I know I can't take it with me, that's my son's shit. So now a nigga hustle till the sun go. Take a shower, hit the streets, try and get some more. I don't sleep, if I do, it's a quick nap. Cause I be dreaming on my moves and how to make it stack. They be saying, Rick, you might need to get some rest. And yeah, it's true, but I'm just searching for that big check. If it's money on the line, I'ma reel it in. Tight circle, only kick it with my old friends. No new friends, I ain't fucking with you. Trying to study my moves will make me come and get you. Press the issue if a nigga really won't fall. But I'm just really trying to get it and that's all, bro. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose.
salute, man, on that. Hey, man, I got to give a shout-out, man, and salute to the Queen Soldier, man. Hey, salute. Appreciate you for rocking in. I know you're always rocking. One of the biggest supporters we got. Man, this has been Chop on Friday, March 29th, 2019. We had the Kansas Cougars come on, man. The coach come on. Had a couple of players come on, man. Make sure you replay. Check us out, and we out.